November the 4th, 2016, Kingdom Advisors, Canada. Good morning. Each year, Canada's Christian Financial Advisors gather for our annual conference. This year, I brought a new employee, Hannah Rintala, with me. And we not only enjoyed the fellowship, but we were able to learn and to sharpen our focus on the sound principles that need to govern our practice. Lauren Jackson, the founder of the Canadian National Christian Foundation and Advisors with Purpose, reminded us of the five important principles that we always need to focus on. Number one, ownership, understanding who really owns what we have. Number two, relationships. Why are we in relationships with other people, and we need to have challenging conversations with others? Number three, worship. Are we taking our clients to a place where they understand that we worship the Lord with our time, talent, and treasures, which means our finances? Number four, stewardship. Is there a vision that is evidenced by discipline with our resources? Number five, lordship. Understanding what we need will be provided by our God, and we have the opportunity to impact the nations with our gifts. You see, we're all on a journey, not just financial advisors, and it's a journey into unfamiliar territory, a journey to make our lives more authentic as we live our God's love. It's a journey back to where we once were when we first believed, and also to out there where our Lord sends us, to the sick, the widow, the broken, the poor, the needy, the lost, the fatherless, and the least and the last. The disciples were presented with an overwhelming task when Jesus called them to feed the hungry multitude on the hillside, and the disciples had very little food or money, but Jesus commanded them to give the masses something to eat. Now, as in that moment, the task seems impossible. And just like in that moment, Jesus places the responsibility on our shoulders. We look at that great need, we look at the complexity of the problem, and then we look at what we have. And like Andrew, we feel that the need is so great, but we have very little. But Jesus always takes what we have when it is surrendered to his purposes, and it is always enough to meet the need. He is always enough for us, for our task, and for those who desperately need him. God provides. We know that God promises to meet all your financial needs if you ask him for help, learn to be content, practice giving in faith, and maintain your integrity. Have a very blessed weekend.